Since the establishment of the diplomatic relations in Ghana, the Republic of Korea has been an excellent developing partner to Ghana, promoting several sectors in various fields, such as political, economy, agriculture, health, education, sports, and so on. The Korean government would not save its effort to support the development project in Ghana, drawing from its own development experience over the years.
President Akufo-Addo said government is determined to fulfill its promises made to the people of Ghana in spite of the financial difficulties it inherited.
The programs that we have to make sure that our program of water for all in our country is realized, the various projects that are in the pipeline, of which this is the first, we are determined to realize all the commitments that we made to the people of Ghana before they gave us their vote. Because we want the people of Ghana to understand that not all politicians are liars. That not all politicians just make promises just to get the vote. But there are some who will make promises and commitments because they know that if you give them the chance, they can do it. He told me that I couldn't do free SHS, that I was lying to the people of Ghana. It was an election gimmick. Well, the gimmick is out today. We can all see the gimmick. The minister has asked you to look after this project, to make sure that you use the water with care, turn off the taps, continue to conserve the water. The little bills that will come, settle them.
The president is expected to visit Laura, Nandom, Golu and Tumu on the second day of his tour.
President Akufo-Addo says government is working to transform the agricultural sector by making it attractive and lucrative to Ghanaians. He said the implementation of the Planting for Food and Jobs and other policies form part of the transformation process. President Akufo-Addo said this when he interacted with members of the Upper West Region House of Chiefs at WA. Another report by Swala Abdul-Wahab.
This is the second time President Akufo-Addo has interacted with the members of the Upper West Regional House of Chiefs this year. The interaction afforded the president the opportunity to tell the traditional rulers what government has been able to do in the past 9 months and at the same time solicit their support and advice in the implementation of other policies. President of the House, Kuro Richard Babini Kantong, commended government for implementing some flagship programs to improve the lives of the people. He, however, reminded the president of the completion of the office complex of the House, which started almost 20 years ago.
Whilst commending government for the flagship initiative, I wish to draw your attention to the Upper West Regional House of Chiefs Office Complex project, which has been going for close to 2 decades. The last time you and your vice met the House on your thank you tour, we solicited your support to pay the contractor to complete the project, which is almost complete. We are mindful of the challenges confronting us as a nation. But that notwithstanding, we believe some allowances should be made to enable us move into our permanent premises to avoid meeting important dignitaries like you in borrowed premises. At our last general meeting with the Honorable Minister of Chieftaincy and Religious Affairs, he indicated some amount has been released. The contractor, however, is yet to assess it. Please put in a word for us.
President Akufo-Addo assured the chiefs that Upper West Region will receive its fair share of development. He said government has supplied fertilizer at affordable prices to enable farmers to increase their production. President Akufo-Addo said chemicals have also been provided for farmers to fight the fall armyworm.
In the period of the government that I succeed, fortunately, agriculture went into steep decline. Country that should become not. We have decided to reverse that trend. Again, the program that we have dubbed Program for Planting for Food and Jobs. What is it?
President Akufo-Addo ending that report by Swala Abdul-Wahab, and we apologize for that poor sound quality.